You will nerve me to the first step being the theme of these days in Paul's letter to, second letter to Timothy, and chapter 2, just read verse 21.
那我们一起把那次大会主题的圣经节再打开来，希伯来后书第二章第21节。
If a man therefore hurts himself in thee, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work.
人若自己为卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁和无主用，预备行各样的善事。
And then, if you will turn to the Revelation in chapter 2,
我们来看启示录第二章。
Revelation chapter 2 and verse
7. 七节。
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. To him that overcome, to him will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
圣灵上众教会所说的话，难有耳的，请当听得胜的。我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
Verse 11. Even as he that let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches, he that overcometh shall not be hurt for the second death.
圣灵上众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听，得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
Verse
17.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcometh, to him will I give from the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and upon the stone a new name which no one knows but he that believeth.
圣灵上众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他，并赐他一块白石，石上写的新名，除了那领受的以外。
没有人能认识。Verse 29.
圣灵上众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
And verse 13.
十三节。
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church.
圣灵上众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
And then verse 21 and 22.
21-22.
He that overcometh, I will give to him to sit down with me in my throne. And I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit
says to the church. 得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐。就如我得了圣，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的，就应当听。
We just have a word of prayer. Beloved Lord, we want to worship you that you have said to us all, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might.
亲爱的天父，我们实在感谢你。我们纪念你的话说，要靠主刚强。
And this morning, Lord, we are trusting you for your power and your strength.
今天早晨，当我们聚集的时候，我们一同来仰望你自己的能力。
We praise you, Lord, that you always provide the anointing for what you command.
因为你所有的命令都预备了膏油来帮助我。
And into that anointing we stand by faith this morning.
早晨我们凭着信心来支取这一个膏油。
Anointing for the speaking of your word, the translating of your word, and the hearing of your word.
愿你的圣膏油能够膏抹讲话的、翻译的与听话的每一个人。
Lord, give us a hearing ear, we pray.
我们祷告，求你赐下受教的耳朵。
And Lord, we shall be careful to give you the praise of the glory for answering this prayer.
我们就把荣耀、感恩献给你。
We ask it in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们乃是靠耶稣基督的名祷告。
My responsibility in these days has been knowing the Master.
我的责任在这个道社会里头是讲到认识主。
In the first session that was my responsibility, I thought once and I would emphasize the fact that there can be no service without a direct, outward relationship with the Master.
上一堂我跟你主的交通强调我们每一个人要侍奉主的话，除非我们与我们的主有一个直接第一手的关系。
Our service comes out of a personal relationship to the Lord Jesus.
我们的服事乃是从我们与主耶稣的关系而产生出来的。
The very word follow me.
主耶稣所讲的跟随这个字
has within it the idea of movement.
里面包含着一个行动的意思
of intimacy.
有一个亲密的关系
We are walking with him.
我们来与他同行
We are placing our feet in his footsteps.
我们把我们的脚放在他的脚中上
It is a matter of relationship.
这里是讲我们与他之间的一个关系
，near enough to see him，
那么近我们可以看见
，near enough to hear him，
那么近我们可以听见他。
The servant, as our brother Stephen said last night，
所以啊，我们弟兄交通道不然
has to know the master，
他必须认识他们主人
，must know what is the purpose of the master。
要知道主人的目的是什么
，and to know how that purpose in the master's heart relates to that particular servant。
他要知道这个仆人的心在主人的心目中是怎么样的。
Now, the key to this is a hearing ear。
整个的关键就是一个能听的耳朵。
I am now old enough to have known many Christians.
我这我活了那么久，知道认识很多基督徒。
And I have to say there are very few Christians who have a hearing ear.
我也知道，在这么多基督徒中间，能够真正有一个听得见耳朵的并不多。
Oh, you can hear sermons.
我们可以听讲道。
You can hear the words.Of the Bible,
我们可以听到人读圣经
，but you never hear
the Lord. 但是你不一定听见主。
You have ears to hear, but you do not.
虽然我们的耳朵可以听见声音，但是我们听不见。
You can hear the word.
你可以听到字句。
You can hear truth at heart.
你可以听见讲真理。
You can even understand the biblical principles.
你可以认识圣经的原则。
And never.Hear the Lord.
但是你不一定能够听见主的声音。
A hearing ear is the key to all service.
每一项服事的关键是在于听见主的声音。
In John's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse 4,
约翰福音十章四节
the Lord Jesus said,When he had put forth all his own, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
既放松自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。
Verse 14,
14
I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me.
我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
Verse 27,
27
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they call me.
我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
Let me underline it again. The words are so well known that unfortunately.
我们应该把这几节圣经加长，让我们真是明白主所说的，不是把它当作平常就溜过去。
My sheep hear my voice.
我的羊听我的声音。
And I know them.
我也认识他们。
And they follow me.
他们跟着我。
This is the heart of the matter.
这是整个事情的中心观念。
If we are to get to know the Master,
如果说我们要认识这位主，
we have to have a hearing ear.
我们必须要有一个能听见他声音的耳朵。
Is it not interesting that when we come to the last book of the Bible,
当我们来到圣经的最后一本书
in which everything is summed up,
所以把每一件属灵的事物做了总结
we, by the Spirit of God, are brought face to face with the real and essential being.
靠着圣灵把我们带到每一件重要的事情上来。
Right at the very beginning of this amazing revelation,
在这一个了不得的启示的面前
，we see the risen Messiah standing in the midst of seven golden lampstands.
我们看见这一位主在行走在七个金灯台中间。
They represent the testimony of the Lord.
这个代表着耶稣基督的见证。
They represent seven churches,
代表七个教会。
His church expresses seven places.
他的见证在这七个教会里面来发表。
And whether we see this as the whole of church history,
我们可以把它看成是整个教会的历史。
Or whether we see it.As the Church of God expressed honor in place in the calendar,
或者我们把它看成七个在当时的七个教会。
The lesson is the same.
不管你怎么样看，它的功课是一样的。
The ball we are introduced to the enormous battle of the ages.
在我们还没有面对那一个世纪之战之前
，Before we are introduced to the ultimate issues of history，
在我们还没有面对那个整个历史的终结之前
，It is the head of the church that speaks to the church，
是这位教会的元首对他的教会亲自说话
，And what he says to every one of those seven churches。
这位主对他每一个教会都讲的话
，is summed up in this，
把它做一个总结。
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church。
圣灵向教会所说的话，
凡有耳的
就应当听。
This is not just the theory for Bible study。
这一段重要的话不是仅仅作为读经而已。
It is not a theological material.
也不是仅仅做一个神学研究而已。
This is the Lord's message to the church.
这是主对他的教会讲的话。
And he said, let him that has an ear,
他说 ，Samuel 说
，Interestingly, he doesn't say that England has ears。
他在这里所用的耳朵是单数的，不是复数。
Let England have an ear。Here comes the Spirit。
凡有一只耳朵的人听见圣灵所说的话。
It is also interesting that he doesn't say, let him that has an ear hear what I am saying to the church.
他也不是说凡有一只耳朵的听我所说的话。
But it is the Lord that is speaking.
不错，是主向教会说话。
But it was the emphasis on the Holy Spirit.
但是这里的重点是讲到圣灵说话。
And if it is possible to hear what the Lord is saying, come on.
好像是在这里告诉我们，你如果要听见主说话，除非你听见圣灵说话。
Believers who are strangers to the fullness of the Holy Spirit，
把整个工作的重点责任放在圣灵的身上。
Believers who are strangers to the anointing of the Holy Spirit，
让我们能够只有靠着圣灵的膏油才能够完成。
When we never hear what is on the heart of the head of the church。
不然的话，我们永远不知道这位主的心是向着教会有什么。
They will hear the words，
我们只能听见他的字句。
They will hear the truths，
好，我们可以甚至听见他的真理。
They will hear the doctrine，
可以听到他的教训。
But they will never hear the heart of the master，
但是你摸不到主人的心中的负担。
For it is by the Holy Spirit that we hear what Jesus。
只有从圣灵的里面，你才能够真正听见耶稣的心中的话。
And that is why overcoming is linked to seeing and hearing.
所以从这整个的这句话里面，能够看出一件事情：要得胜，跟我们有一个能听见圣灵的耳朵有关系。
Overcoming is not a technique.
得胜不是一个技术性的问题。
It comes from hearing what the Lord says，
乃是能够真正听见主向你说什么。
And obedience to what the Lord says，
然后顺从主所说的话。
Upon obedience， a whole universe of experience can be。
整个属灵的经历必须从顺服的里面才开始。
We can never overemphasize the necessity of it。
我没有办法更多的强调顺服的重要性。
So small a thing sometimes the Lord speaks to a believer。
很多一些很小的事情，主对我们有要求。
I remember when I was first saved，
我记得我刚刚得救的时候
，which is now many years ago，
好多好多年前了。
It, I love films, movies。
那个时候我很喜欢看电影。
I love，
我实在很喜欢看电影。
I spent all my time watching films。
我好像整个的时间都放在电影院
，especially fun。
最喜欢看的是幽默的电影
Charlie Chaplin，
那个彗星，
And I remember when the Lord said to me，
我记得主对我说
，I want you to give up the，
我要你放弃你的电影。
It was such a problem，
这个对我实在太困难。
It's not as if I was watching a lot，
我并没有看黄色电影。
I mean。
这个是很好的幽默电影。
But the Lord spoke，
但是主在我里面感动我。
He also spoke a few months later to my sister，
过了几个月，主同样给我的姐姐有同样的感觉。
And we both were obedient，
我们两个就顺从了。
Oh， we argued from the beginning。
哦，刚开始在那里有辩论。
And we thought about what to say。
我说这个太过分了。
What is the point？
这个没有什么意义。
What do we gain by losing those？
我们放弃这么可爱的电影，我们又得到什么呢
？We had no idea what we were saying。
但是我们根本不懂主要给我们的祝福。
It was the
问题不在于不定。
It was your meaning.
问题是在我肯不肯顺从。
I remember, many years ago,
好多年前
a young lady came into the fellowship in Richmond, England.
有一个年轻的姊妹来到我们英国的瑞士的教会。
She was a total stranger to all Christians.
她对我们基督徒所有的一切都是陌生。
And of all the meetings that she should have walked into, she walked into the meeting of the Lord's Table.
她什么聚会没选，就选了波比的聚会跑来了。
She had the faintest idea of the Bible of any Christian truth.
她对圣经一无所知。
But after that meeting,
但是从那个聚会之后，
她告诉我，
她对我说
，And she said, whilst the bread was being broken,
当饼被剥开的时候
，I saw the Lord.
我好像看见了。
She said.I hope you can answer that the person.
我在那个时候，我作为基督徒。
And so I began to explain to her some of the simple things.
所以我就开始把一些简单的真理向她做一
句。She took it all in.
她完全
吸收
了。
Yes, she said.
她同意同意。
And then she went to go out.
然后她就离开了教会。
And then she wheeled around and turned around.
然后他突然间转身
，just wait，
那等等，
那是关键。
有一件事
，yes，
什么事 ？I
never gonna take this off。
我不会把这个除掉。
What I said do you mean？
我你这是什么意思
？My conversation。
我的化妆
品。
我的口红。
I said did anyone say anything about this thing during the break in the break？
我们刚刚是为谁想的这个事
？No, she said, but I know that many of the ladies don't wear any cosmetics.
但是我注意看聚会中这些姐妹没有一个化妆的。
Then I said to her, cosmetics has nothing whatsoever to do with the gospel.
我就跟她讲，化妆品跟我们的福音没挂钩的。
You can have lipstick and be a Christian, and you may have no lipstick and be a Christian.
你擦口红可以做基督徒，你不擦口红一样做基督徒。
Now I said I want you to make a vow.
我希望你跟我有一个答应，答应我一件事。
Because she said to me, I have very pale face.
我说，他说我的这个脸色苍白。
But if you make a vow,
那你要答应我。
Yes, she said, what is it?
他说可以啊，你说。
You promise me you never take off those.
你不要你一定要擦口红，不要不擦口红。
I don't promise.
哦，我答应你。
I can only
除非
the laws，
除非主要求你这么做，你才这样做。
Nearly a year went by，
像差不多过了一年。
And suddenly one day I noticed，
有一天我发现，
now you can't make it。
因为他也不化妆了，
所以没看住他，
我就跟他讲话。
And I said, have you forgotten the promise?
你就答应我了吗
？Oh no,
哦，我没有忘记。
那怎么我说？
但是主对我说话。
And she said, I love you.
我就是有辩论。
But finally, I said yes.
但最后我还是说答应你。
And she said, I've been so blessed.
自从我跟主说，我答应，我受了很大的祝福。
That dear sister entered into a whole new experience of the Lord through the simple act of meeting.
所以我们能看出来，经过这样一个简单的学习、顺服的功课，这个姐妹就进入一个更丰盛的属灵的这个认识里头。
You see, this hearing of the Lord.
听见主这件事
，has to be obeyed，
是跟顺服有关。
Sometimes the Lord speaks to us about the simplest matter。
主常常讲一件非常简单的事情。
It is a question of obedience。
但是它的重点是在乎顺服与不顺服。
好，那个再来一个，
不管那个事情的本身是什么，任何一件事
，however seemingly small it is，
或者你不觉得微不足道。
Many years later, the Lord allowed me to go back to see a film.
好多年之后，我又去看了一场电影。
And that sister, many years later, would lipstick that on her lips.
那个姐妹过了也是好多年以后，又擦上口红了。
Not the lipstick or the film.
问题不是电影或者口红。
It is your meaning.
问题是顺服还是不顺服。
Is it not interesting that the Lord says to these seven churches, keep and stand and hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches?
主说七次同样的这句话，凡有耳的就应当听圣灵向众教会所说的话。
The very fact that the Lord has to say it and emphasize it means that there are few who hear.
之所以主不愿意把一次一次这样讲，原因是因为真正能够听得见的人是少之又少。
Oh no, you say you're going too far.
那你可能觉得
No, I'm not going too far.
我并没有夸张。
Within a matter of years, everyone of the church had died.
这封书信讲完，并过了多少年，这七个教会一个一个的就消失了。
All that is left of the remaining matter is ruined.
你去今天这个小亚细亚这个地方去看的话，所剩下来的不过是这个废墟。
Second generation, third generation, fourth generation.
不管到第二代、第三代、第四代都是一样。
We don't hear anymore.
消失的无踪无影。
The first generation is always a nucleus of those who have an ear.
一代的特点就是有一方的弟兄姊妹。
他们的耳朵听见圣灵向他们的要求。I can't help but emphasize this simple matter. It seems like bringing the truth that is the thunderous full truth to believe.
我今天早上所讲的听起来很简单，好像是一个小朋友主日学的课程，但是太重要了。
Every true believer.Has a spiritual ear.
每一个真的基督徒，他有一个属灵的耳朵。
Suddenly, whenever you talk about a hearing ear, people think, "Oh, I want to hear the Lord's actual voice."
问题在这里。我们每次讲到听见主，有的人马上联想到，好像主耶稣就在你耳朵边讲话给你听。
I have heard the Lord many times, and in the whole of my life, when I was saved in 1943, I have only heard the Lord three times.
在我这一生里头，我真正是只有三次是在三次的经历里头有好像耳边有声音讲话，只有三次而已。
We are not talking.About the Lord speaking to you in an audible voice in your ear.
但是我要强调的是，我们今天所讲的不是一个人在你的耳朵旁边对着你的耳朵讲话，
而是讲这件事。So that your physical ear actually hears his actual voice.
不是讲听好像一个人在你耳边讲话这件事情，不好的是说的。
What we're saying is this: If you are a true believer.
我们所说的乃是，如果你是一个真基督徒
，You've been born of the Spirit of God.
你是从圣灵生的
，You have a spiritual organ for hearing.
你就具有一个属灵的官能
，Within your spirit，
在你的灵里
，You like in your heart，
好像在你的心里
，You have a spiritual receiver.
你有一个属灵的接收器
，It picks up what the Lord is saying.
你能够接收到主对你的感动
，He takes the book，
他把那个主的话是把那
些写的，
然后圣灵
一通通的给你听，
接着圣灵把主的话对你来讲
，and your words throughout situation，
而且这一些话都是根据于当时你的情况而说，对你个人
单，
对你的家庭圈，对你的教会，对整个的国家，对你这个地区，或者对整个的世界，你抓到他的话
，and you make it。
把他的话带着生命
and apply to our situation，
能够应用在我们当时的情况。
In our new birth，
在我们的重生里面
，we have this spiritual capacity for hearing the voice of the Lord。
我们每一个人都有这一个本能，能够听见主自己的声音。
As the psalmist put it，
好像诗篇的作者
，bring light within your life。
在你的光中，我们得以见光。一个小婴孩很快的就知道妈妈的声音。
That is mother, 妈妈。
那是妈妈。
No other voice. That's father.
他也知道那是爸爸。
No other voice.
那是妈妈。
You can hear uncles, grandparents, sisters, and back and the other. You know your father's voice.
你可以听到伯伯、叔叔、婶婶的声音，但是你知道这个是你的妈妈，那个是你的爸爸。
You can say it to me。
你们给他一本书，这个婴孩必须读的书。
How do you distinguish mother's voice from all other female voices？
那本书名叫做《你怎么样从众多女子声音中知道这个是妈妈的声音》。
No，
没有，没有这本书。
It's internal，
这是里面的本能。
You can tell everything when the baby is born。
如果孩子生下来是一个聋子，这是很可怕的事。
Because it means they will not speak。
如果他是聋子，他就没有办法，他现在哑巴。
Before your eyes is open，
在你眼睛还没有开之前
，your ears is open，
你的耳朵是先开的。
Isn't it true？
这不是真的吗
？When I was born, my eyes is open for 3 weeks。
我生下来的头3个礼拜，我的眼睛没有打开。
And my mother was convinced again that when they did open, there would be no eyes。
我妈妈以为我在这辈子是个瞎子，没有命。
But I heard，
但是我听见。
I can't remember.
我当然记不得我听见什么。
But I heard，
我知道我听见。
Now when you be made alive to God，
当我们向神活过来的时候
，Before you begin spiritually to see，
在你属灵眼睛能还看见之前
，Before you spiritually see， 你们眼睛。
你已经先听见你的声音。
Many believers are dead。
今天可惜很多的信徒是聋子。
The organ is there, the spiritual capacity is there。
他的官人都在，但是有问题。
Why？
为什么
？Sometimes the call a believer says。The Lord will never speak to me。
我碰到有些信徒说，主从来不会跟我讲话。
I'm so insecure，
因为我实在太小。
If only I was a John Wesley，
如果我是卫斯理弟兄，那么
好。Or if I was only a Martin Luther，
或者我是马丁路德，
或者 Amy Carmichael，
或者 Amy Carmichael，
或者 Watchman，
或者我是尼克森，
那我不
是，那主就会叫我讲话。当然讲话，我
special，
因为我特别。
But I'm not special。
但现在我根本是。
I'm just very ordinary。
我是一个很平凡的小弟兄。
Don't you have it? The Lord will never speak to me。
主绝对不会跟我讲话。
And then it becomes strange when you become dead。
所以你就变成了聋子。
You don't expect to hear the Lord。
因为你不盼望主向你说话。
So you don't hear the Lord。
所以你听不见主向你说话。
Would it not be strange If a father ever spoke to a son,
如果一个父亲从来不跟儿子说话，这是很奇怪的事。
If the Spirit of God is being shed abroad in our hearts by Abba, Baba, Father, what a strange thing that would never speak to you.
如果这个儿子灵进到我们里面，让我们能够呼喊阿巴父， 而这位父却不跟他的儿子说话，这是很奇怪的事。
Then of course there are a lot of people who say, oh, no, it's more than the Lord speaking to you. They're all cracks.
另外一种情况是，有一些的聚会里面有一些人说，主对我怎么怎么说？那么这些人，我们观察的结果常常发现这些人是异端。
So we say, of course, we agree with them. I mean, if you want me to become one of these fanatics,
难道我们这个团体要变成像他们一样那种神经兮兮的吗？
Every servant of the Lord in the whole history of the church that has been used by the Spirit of God to do something has served the Lord.
你从教会的历史来看，所有被神所使用的个人也好，团体也好，他们都是亲自听见圣灵向他们所说的话。
Is that in the fanatic? Come over.
如果我认为这一群人是叫做
这个积极分子的话，那我们就变成积极分子好了。There's no doubt that a lot of people who said the Lord told them to do this, the Lord told them to do that, the Lord told them to do the other. It's nonsense. 我们是听过许多的弟兄姊妹会说，哦，今天主叫我做这件事情，哦，明天主叫我做那件事情，这些其实都是废话。The Lord never said anything to them.
实际上，主从来没有这样说过。今天很可惜，很多的基督徒认为自己太渺小，他们从来没有想到主会向他们说话。因为你从来没有真正相信我们的天父爱你。
Then again, sometimes we we have another problem. We have sin or disobedience in our lives.
或者我们在生活中，我们犯了罪，我们没有顺服主的命令。
There is nothing like sin to make you dead.
如果罪发生在我们身上，就让我们失去听觉。
There is nothing like disobedience to make you dead.
没有一件事情像不顺服那么严重来破坏我们的属灵意识。Sometimes
we are dead because we are fearful.
有的时候又是因为我们心中害怕，我们失去了听觉。If
I'm really fearful.
因为如果你想，我如果真的听见主，他就会要求我做一些牺牲的事情，或者叫我不能结婚，或者叫我结婚，还结婚了，啊，我害怕。
我害怕，人们就会听，所以我们就不要听。When I was a little boy, I had fears from.
这个专科医生就说：“哎，你的儿子是聋的。”“We will have to have an operation on him.”“我们要给他开个刀。”
But he said, "I have to tell you, Mrs. Lander, these operations are 70% failure."
那个刀的把握成功率就有70%。But he will be dead anyway. 反正他的笼子不是不看。
My mother was horrified.
我妈妈吓死了。
She took me back home.
她给我带回家。
She told me her mother.
但是打回电话给祖母
，Who was a very wise old
lady？ 我的祖母很有智慧。
And she said, "Let him come over and stay with me."
你叫你儿子来跟我住一段时间。
And I went to say, "I love my grandma," so I went over and happened to stay.
所以我就很高兴的去了祖母家住。
And each time she would take me in our lunch, time passed the boy away. Okay.
到晚上他总是叫我把玩具收好上床睡觉。
I didn't hear.
我没有听见。
He said again, time to pack your things away.
他再说一次玩具收好了上床睡觉。
我没听见。My mother would show and say what's happening.
我妈妈就打电话来。
Oh, my grandmother would say he seems to be dead.
我的祖母就说他在耳朵听见。
On the Thursday,
第三天
my grandmother said to me,
我祖母说
：“Don't pack your things.
不要收拾玩具。
我没听见。She said it again.
她再说
，I didn't hear.
我也没听见。
That is the first time.
第三遍再
，I didn't hear. So she says. She said.
她就说，她说她说三次
，and the fourth time.
第四次
，She went in the doorway.
她就到了走廊里
，and whispered. 就很小声。Would you like some apple pie?
你要吃这个甜甜的苹果饼吗
？And I said, Oh yes.
我要吃。
And this is something my grandmother was also telling my mother.
我的祖母马上打电话给我妈妈。
There's nothing wrong with him.
说女儿耳朵好的。
What he does wrong with here, he does here.
喜欢听的他就听不见，
像
那些人是不是来的？这许多听
不
也是这样子吗
？They have developed the voice of the Lord.
他们发展的这么一个耳聋病，专门对主的话、主的声音就是听不见。
Because they are so afraid of the cost.
因为他害怕这个代价太高。
So they develop deaf.
所以就发生了耳聋。
Why?
Oh, she didn't do
it. Oh, no, no.
Oh, sorry.
I said, oh, I didn't hear the Lord.
I didn't hear.
But when it's something wrong, you
hear. But if
it's something
wrong, you hear. I'm not
hearing it. Anything to do with yourself. Anything to do with your fulfillment.
跟你的实现你的自我有关。
You hear.
你听见。
You see, we are so deceitful in this thing.
这件事情很容易叫我们吃亏上当受骗。
Many believers are dumb.
很多的信徒今天是听不见。
This is what happens when we get older.
我们这些老基督徒就特别有什么
？We know it all.
我们都懂了。
We heard it all.
我们也都听过了。
And we get dull.
所以我们的属灵的听觉也就开始
听不见。Hebrews chapter 5 verse 11.
希伯来书五章十一节。
In verse 10 here, of whom we have many things to say and hard of interpretation, seeing you must be overcome dull of hearing.
论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们。听不进。
This dull of hearing means you hear and you don't hear.
这句话的准确的翻译的意思是说，你耳朵虽然听见了，但是还是没有听见。
You see, the voice is not for you to hear.
这个声音你听见，但是你不懂在讲什么。
It's
好像你无法分辨。
Dull of hearing.
你的耳朵无法分辨。
The Apostle Paul, by the Spirit of God, said in Romans chapter 8 and verse 14.
保罗靠着圣灵在罗马书第八章十四节，他这样说
：For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God.
凡被圣灵引导的都是神的儿子们。
It's interesting, he doesn't just say children.
他并不是说孩子 son, 他乃是说儿子
they're growing up,
乃是指的长成的儿子
they're mature,
这些乃是成熟的儿子
listen carefully,
小心听
as many as are led of the servant of God,
凡被圣灵引导的
that is,They have a hearing.
意思就是说，这些人是听得见圣灵说话的。
Have you got it?
听清楚了没有
？These are sons of God.
这些人叫做神的儿子。
A few years before our brother Austin Starks went to the Lord.
在十八个弟兄离开这个世界之前
，In the conference in Switzerland.
在瑞士的一个特会所
，I have never forgotten.
这件事情我忘不了。
We were sitting at the table having a meal.
我们在桌子一起吃饭。
And he said to me,
他们对我说
You know the scripture says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they lead for the sons of God.
他就引用刚刚我们说的这些圣经，凡被圣灵引导的都是神的儿子。
About 80 years later,
我现在已经八十岁了。
I can count on the fingers of two hands all those I heard who are truly led by the Spirit of God.
我见了那么多基督徒，但是真正能够听见圣灵声音的，我单单我的手指就算出来了。
In many talk about the Spirit of God,
很多的基督徒。很会说圣灵，但是能够被圣灵引导的并不多。
At the time, I thought it was a bit extreme.
当时我听的时候，我觉得这大概有点夸张了。
But I come to speak about the spark of mine.
但是这么多年后，我同意我们弟兄当年所说的话。
There are many few that are truly led by the Spirit of God.
实在真正能够接受圣灵引导的并不多。
Now let me say something else about this matter. It's all very simple.
那我再讲一点其他很简单的事。
Without good and sharp hearing, all service is worthless.
如果我们没有能够一个敏锐的耳朵能够听的话，我们所有的侍奉。所有的服事都是没有意义的。
The whole point of service is relationship with the Master.
因为我们讲的所有的属灵的侍奉，乃是你跟主人之间的关系。
If you do not have good and sharp hearing,
如果你没有个敏锐的耳朵能够听得见
，your service is basically worthless.
你所有所忙做的事情都是没有意义。
He can say go.
他说去
But you stay
你却留
He can stay They stay
主人说留
And you go
那你跑了
He can say stand
主人说站着
And you sit
结果你坐下
And he can say sit
主人说坐
And you stand
你就站着
You don't hear it
根本听不见
You do your own thing
换而言之你做你自己喜欢做的
You can get a whole idea of service
你可以有很多的思想关于
听的时
候，甚至是一个变成一个习惯性的时候，
甚至这个 machinery 的时候，
你做起来像个机器一样做
，and just roll up，
就是一直这样子做做做。
I wish I could make this as clear as I can. Let me put it this way.
我希望能够讲得很清楚，那我再换一个方法再来讲一次。
If the Lord does not have your ear, practically, He doesn't have you.
如果主没有得着你的耳朵，简单的讲，他没有得着你。
Did you hear it?
听清楚了没有
？If the Lord does not have your ear,
如果主没有你的耳朵。
Practically, he does not have you.
从实际来说，等于他没有得罪你。
How about the sleep from last night?
张兄昨天晚上
talked about
就说到了这一个案例。
You will find this in Deuteronomy chapter 15 and verse 14 and 15. Actually, he was referring, I think, unto either the Exodus or the Leviticus, where it speaks about going to the judge. Yes, but actually, I'm speaking from Deuteronomy 15.
我要用的是《生命记》的十五章，讲同样的事。
And it's the bondless way.
讲到这一个奴仆的奴
隶。Maybe it was the bond.
他决定要留在他主人家。
He went to the master.
他就对他的主人说
：“And he said, I love.
我爱你。
And I want to stay with you forever.
我要永远在你的家里。
And I will give up all rights.
我要放弃我所有自己的权利。
Then the master.
然后这个主人
took him to the door.
就要把带到这个门边。
And with the law.
然后再不追
，he beat him.
然后就把他的耳朵打一洞。
Now all you ladies now today some young men know very well that if you have your ear pierced, it doesn't remain pierced for very long.
今年有很多姊妹，包括有一些男的，也是一样在耳朵上打个洞。但是如果你没有把它挂个耳环的话，光光一个洞，它就不合起来了。
Because the Talmud says.A wing was put in the ear.
古典里面告诉我们，每一次打完洞以后，一定是要挂一个耳环在那里。
And any time in those days you saw a man or a woman with a ring in the ear, they were the master's God's slain daughter.
所以在那个时代，看见一个男人或者一个女人戴一个耳环在这里的话，大家都知道这个人是一个他主人的爱女。
They had no more rights.
这个人。基本上没有任何的
权利。They were given up to the master's service.
他完全对他的主人无条件的侍奉。
Now, just wait. Nearly all of you are Chinese.
这里基本上大部分是中国人。
You all appear to understand this.
你们应该明白我要什么。
Wouldn't you think?That the bond slaves the symbolism of bond slave service would be more the hand.
我们来想到这一个爱奴的标记的时候，是不是这个标记应该合理一点，是放在手上
？A bond slave, oh, I can't do it.
因为一个奴仆他做工就是用双手来做。
If you didn't have hands, what was the boss like?
如果你要做一个仆人奴仆而没有双手的话
，What do you think?
他要洗碗，
对吗？
他要做事，
对不对？
他要清洁，
他
要拿东西，都是手，用手，要手。
这个 symbol of the，
所以手代表一个服饰的标记。
All those someone else says, why does the master put a ring on his hand?
他应该带一个戒指在那里头。
Then everybody will know this is boss man.
那大家看到他的戒指是吧
？This boss man belongs to the master.
这个人属于他的主人。
Forever,
永远是如此。
Look, he has a ring on his hand.
他这里有个戒指。
Because he has to do things all the time.
因为他要用他的双手来服侍主人。
Or wouldn't you say, put an ankle bracelet,
或者在你的脚上挂一个环
？They didn't wear trousers in those days.
那古时候没有人穿这个
长裤。Please, look, he has an ankle bracelet.
所以很容易可以辨别他戴的那个脚环。
He's a monster.
他是一个做奴仆的。
He's given up to the monster.
他是人的。
Oh, we would say that's historical.
啊，那个是应该很好。挂在脚上
，if he can't walk，
如果他不能走路
，can't be a servant，
他没有资格做仆人。
If he's in a wheelchair，
他如果坐轮椅
，can't be a servant，
他不能做仆人。
If he's got sick，
如果他拿个拐杖
，can't be a servant，
他也不能做仆人。
He has to walk，
他必须能走。
Everything to do with his service is walk.
所有他的服饰都要走来走去。
As important as his hands。
像他的手一样重要，他的脚
But the Lord said,
但是主在这里可说
，Take him to the gatepost，
你把他带到门边
，and pierce his ear，
把他耳朵打一个
，because for the Lord serves the gatepost the king，
我们的主要告诉我们，我们要从事是从耳朵开始。
What are the hands that work？
如果你的手很能干
，If you don't hear what the master wants，
却听不见主人向你
，You don't hear what the master says，
主人说什么你听不见
，What are the feet that run？
虽然你脚很快
，You don't hear what the master says，
但是你听不见主人说什么
，There is so much work for the Lord。
很多今天很多人是为主做很多事
，And so little work after all。
但是没有人真正做主要他做事。
Because we're all running, running, running。
因为我们都在那里跑了。
Working, working, working。
我们做来做去。
But we don't
care。但是我们听不见主人的声音。
All real service begins with hearing。
所有真正的侍奉是从耳朵听见开始。
I know the boy。Brothers, in my room, will not like to think that if I give you an illustration I've given him before.
我有青年弟兄在我的家里服侍，那我要讲一点他们的事，做个例子。
他
们有时候到我
来唱《Rock the Saints》，
在
什么的
叫他们的名？
哦，不是，
没有怀疑，没有。不过什么？没有回应，叫他名字还是没有回应。
I cannot say it，
然后我就上楼了。
哎，
那小子是某某人啊？没有声音，
他们就去
到厨房里。
哎，这个谁都在憋
屎，他耳朵上戴着。
Sometimes the listening is not so good， you know music。
在听那个现代。他听见我的，
他听着自己家的，
我死了他们都不知道，我心脏病他们
也没，
他们没听
见。
他们实在很高兴。
All the work，
他也在洗碗。
Fish are moving，
脚走来走去。
That helps him. They're strong，
他们又强壮。
有听，
他们可是就是听见。
And then over the station, I said, "Take it off." I had to actually say, "I'm here."
我把耳机拿下来，他说我在这里。
And then they say to me, "I'm listening to one of your tapes."
我正在听你的讲道。
And what can I do? What can I say?
我要说什么呢？
It's not service. They're listening to one of my tapes.
他们在听我的讲道，
但是我嘛，
你们大家都笑。
That's exactly what so much service, Christian service, is
that. 那就是在基督教里面的所谓的侍奉的真实光景。
Sometimes we're listening to things we ought not to be listening to.
是，我们有时候听一些我们不该听的东西。
But a lot of times we're listening to good things.
但是有的时候我们听一些好的东西，就是很能合乎圣经的东西，是基督徒的东西。
So we know you hear the Lord。
但是我们就是没有听到。
We can't hear the Master's voice。
我们听不见主人的声音。
There is another scripture in the book of Leviticus. A sinner saved by grace。
在利未记里面有一个很美的图画，讲到罪人蒙恩的事。
It is the picture of the cleansing of the leper.
乃是说到那个大麻风得洁净的故事。
And in that marvelous picture,
在那里好像一个很美的图画。
The leper goes to the priest.
这个长大麻风的要去祭祀了。
And he takes the blood.
这个祭祀要拿了血。
And puts it on his ear.
放在他的耳朵上。
And then on his tongue.
然后他的大拇指。
And then on his
toe. 然后再把所有的血吐出在大脚趾上。
This is in Leviticus chapter 14, verses 14 and 15. If you want to check.
如果你愿意翻开圣经的话，在。利未记的四章十四节。 两个人差不多在一起。这里是那个有意思的重点，还是水蜡和什么？为什么这个蒙洁净的人先要拿水涂在他的耳朵上，然后才涂到他的手上，最后才涂在他的脚上？
Before you can work, before you can go, you have
to. 这里来说到这个蒙洁净的大麻风的罪人，在他还没有开始用手过世，还没有用脚走路之前，你先要先听见。
Redemption
救赎
，salvation
是何等的救赎
？A redeemer
要救赎我们耳朵
，redeem hand
来赎买赎我们的双手
，redeem 来买赎我们的双手。Before you can walk in this way，
在我们还不知道怎么样走他的道路的时候
，Before you can work in this way。
在我们还没有知道怎么样服侍他之前，第一件事情主要的是
没有不可以 take oil，
涂完血之后，祭司拿了一壶油
，oil the soul，
先把高油涂在耳朵上，再涂到你的
，then on the
对头的大拇指，然后涂在大脚趾。
In other words，
换言之。
This question of the ear is so important.
这个耳朵的事情是非常重要的。
We cannot get to know the Master without hearing.
除非我们听见主人的声音，我们永远不认识主人。
But that finally brings me to the last.
现在来到我们最后一点。
This oil is always for the Holy Spirit.
当然，这里所说的高油都是指的圣灵所指。
And the Holy Spirit is the ear specialist.
圣灵是真正的耳科专家。
It is the Holy Spirit's work to lead us to all truth.
圣灵引导我们进入一切真理。
It is the Holy Spirit's work to make us alive.
圣灵让我们在神的面前活过来。
It is the Holy Spirit's work to bring us into the will of God.
是圣灵把我们带入神的旨意里头。
It is the Holy Spirit's work to empower us to do the work of the Lord.
是圣灵赐给我们能力
来
执行神托付给我们的使命。
But it all begins with the ear.
但是不管哪一项，从耳朵开始。
How well the Holy Spirit knows that if we have spiritual diseases of the ear, we are finished as far as practical service goes.
圣灵知道，如果我们得到一个属灵的耳聋症，那么我们这一辈子的侍奉就结束了。
In Hebrews chapter 4, verse
12, 四章十二节
we read that the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑
更，dividing between souls,
甚至灵与魂
and goes on to talk about the intents of the heart.
一直说到连心中的心思和主意都能辨别。
That is the motivating force.
这是一个整个触动我们的力量。
Again and again, young people normally young people because all the folks they don't like were balanced, so by asking such questions.
一般来讲是年轻人问的问题，年长的要保全面子不敢问的问题。
They come to young people come and ask me, how can I tell that it is the Lord?
这个问题就是，我怎么知道这个声音是主的声音还是别的声音呢？
There are so many voices.
因为这个世界有许多的声音。
There are the voices of the world.
世界的声音。
There are the voices of friends.
朋友的声音。
No way.
不见得帮助我们什么。
There are the voices of demons.
还有撒旦的声
音。The devil himself.
啊，魔鬼的声音。
And then there is the voice of our soul.
还有我们自己魂的声音。
How many, many times our soul comes to us with the voice of God?
好多的时候，我们的魂出声，蒙假装是神的声音。
It is not God,
但实际不是。
It is our soul.
这是我们自己的魂。
Masquerading as the Lord.
戴上一个主的面具来向神说话。
And when we are young,
当我们没有的时候
，we just can hear the Alpha, the Lord is here.
我们年幼的时候，我们认为啊，这就是主向我说话了。
This spiritual service, the divides between soul and spirit.
这里圣经告诉我们，啊，这个主的道能够把我们的灵与魂分开。
Means that you can say that is me and that is the Lord.
这里一句话的意思就是说，能够分别，这个是我的意思，那个是主的意思。
Now, of course, it doesn't all come at once.
当然，有的时候不是一次就懂。
You have to be threatened by the Spirit of the Lord.
乃是需要靠着圣灵与四不断的教导我们。
But you learn to distinguish what the Lord is saying in your spirit from what you are saying in your soul.
总而言之，我们要学什么是主在我们灵里面对我们讲话，什么是我们自己对自己在魂里面说话。
So many believers, they are caught up in a kind of excitement.
今天很多的基督徒在那里很注重魂的感觉、气氛。
And they do many things. They buy places without money.
他们会做一些很多常人不会做的事情，比如说买一个房子不用钱。
They believe that they have some great ministry which they don't have.
他想象自己有一个很大的服事，但他自己实际上并没有。
All the rest of us can tell that they don't have this kind of ministry.
这都是自己想象。
I remember another coming to me and saying that he was an apostle.
有一个弟兄跑来，他说我是使徒。
当一点不难过。
他自己实在是很奇怪的。
Couldn't even speak for. Now I was saying that he couldn't have been an apostle.
我不是说他不可能变成使徒有一天。
But it was perfectly clear within a few moments.
但是对我来讲，很容易就鉴别了。
That he was an apostle.
他不是一个师父
，But he had a voice that said, "You're an apostle."
但是好像这个人就说，我听见一个声音告诉我，你是师徒。
It was the voice of his soul.
其实这个声音是他魂的声音。
Why an apostle?
他自己自我感觉就很好。
It is interesting that in Hebrews chapter 4 it says the word of God is living and active.
这个我们刚念四章十二节，看到神的道是活泼的。
So it is through the word of God, the created, powerful, active, living word of God, that this spiritual surgery takes place.
所以你都看到，我们如果要分辨这种混杂的光景，必须靠着这一个活泼有能力的话来分辨。
It is the Holy Spirit who takes the word of God.And that word of God divides between soul and spirit.
这里是圣灵把主的话给我们，让我们能够分辨什么是出于灵的，什么是出于魂的。
Then we can begin to say, "This is me, not those."
在那种学习的里面，我们才逐渐知道，这个是我自己想象的。那个是出于主的。
I've always been suspicious of people who are 100% certain that the Lord has spoken to them about a certain matter.
有的时候我碰到一些基督徒，当他好像百分之百有把握说到这件事情是主要我做的，我常常有一个问号。
Whenever the Lord speaks to a believer,
任何的时候主如果对一个基督徒说话，仇敌马上跟着就来
了，
就碰到
家，
那么怀疑到底是什么或者有其他许多的事情要发生。
That actually is the surest sign of the Lord's speaking.
如果你做了这个情形，那到底你很有把握这是出于主啊。
But when you're 100% sure,
当你百分之百有把握
，the devil says, 找到他。
魔鬼就说，没问题，很好。
No doubt,
不要怀疑。
Don't show anything more,
不要怀疑。
He's off.
魔鬼很高兴，就让他去躲迷吧。
He is off.
他就开始越走越远。
第二个就是，
亲爱的兄弟们
，What a tremendous thing it is！
这是何等重要巨大的事
！Everyone in this place was born。
今天早上在座的每一位弟兄姊妹
，If you are born of God，
如果你是重生的心
，You have within yourself the capacity to hear the voice of the Lord。
你与生俱来一个。能够从主听到的这个本能
，and if we are going to have service that is pleasing to the Lord，
如果我们盼望有一个能够超出喜悦的侍奉
，then we need to hear，
那么我们就必须能够听得见主的声音
，okay，
然后顺服
的 ，the Lord speak to your heart。
愿主对我们的心说话。
You see, sometimes, some of us, we think that anything to do with the Lord is from our side to the Lord.
我们有的时候有观念，好像任何事情出于主的话，都是从我到
底。He wouldn't speak to us. Because it's all written here in the book.
他不会对我说话，除非因为所有的话都在圣经里。
It is all written.
是主的话都在圣经
里，
但是主要把这一个圣经的话变成活的话。
Many years ago，
好多年前
，there was a lady who used the phone。
有一个姐妹曾经给我打过电话。
She lived quite a few miles away. I mean, almost 100 kilometers.
她住的离我大概有100公里之外。
She was phone。
他就打电话
，and if I answer the phone，
如果我接电话
，oh， 快点吧，
他马上就说，
感谢了，然后说这就会变成基本上是什
么？我祷告求主让你接电话。
This was because the sister who would normally answer the phone would never let her through to me。
因为平常在房子里面管电话的这个人，如果他接电话，他就不会叫这个电话到我这里。
And she said, "Dear brother, God has given you the ministry of wisdom and counsel, wise counsel."
他就马上就说，神给你一个很聪，给你智慧，让你能够做一个很好的这个听话。
哎呀，哎呀，哎呀，哎呀，
我有问题。
我讲的这个真是 must be brothers if you go to。
但是我跟他说，你应该能够找到另外一位姐妹，能够帮你吗
？No，
他说不好。
No， 那个
，No， 那个我看
的。哎，你的话哎，哎呀妈呀，这个人他不合适，你没有吧？
我本来想说，你不要把你的重担丢给我。
She was sad，
他就马上讲话。
And she was， and you couldn't get a word，
你就一个字都插不进去。
I kind of for a while。
他讲话我就计算
第十一名出来开心的会 ，and the whole thing was all wrong。
他一口气20分钟一直讲背景的，
就 begin with I kept the phone on my ears because I felt I should。
开始我还把听筒放在耳朵边
，but after it happened four, five, six times，
但这样一次一次六七次以后
，I would just listen。
我就把这个钉口放下来。
Then I take it from the yes.
然后说，是是是，
在。After about 20 minutes, no stop, you
say, you may sometimes half an hour to say, thank you, dear brother, you cancel. 然后第二大部分以后就说，谢谢你，你已经做了很好的这个心理治疗。
You have said exactly what I thought the Lord was saying to me.
你已经把你的话很清楚地告诉我。
哎，你这个我的，我回头看你大爷，还说你那个写的 single word，
我一个字都讲不回去。
哎，你这个大爷，别老这样子，给我退下。
我就是觉得这个，
我就是疯子。我要叫你姐妹
啊，他也叫我，他反正一直不断，其实可能你他听不见。
Now you laugh，
你们都在笑。
This is exactly how many of us think the Lord。
这就是我们很多人祷告的时候，下次我就做同样的事。
Oh Lord, I just pray。
主啊，我们得祷告。
You are most, you are the wonderful counsel。
你是很奇妙的特使。
All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in you。
哦，你一切的智慧，一切能力就。
And before our moment,
我们在祷告。
No, stop,
你是假的。
Oh, you are
a
never is。
听不见我说的。
Never was。
安静不下
了，对不对？赶紧赶紧，
然后感谢主，感谢主，然后把电话放了。
这是罗斯，
那么主要怎么做呢？
你要的啊，
他其实向我们大叫，我们听不见。
不要上错嘛，
我
都知道。
我们都被自己的问题所充满。
We don't hear，
我们听不见。
And because we don't hear，
因为我们听不见。
Yeah,
we are not. 我们当然得到答案，我们的问题得到答案。
So dear brothers,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，This year you got
这一个听见的耳朵，我们每一个人都有。
There, your chance to
come. 如果你是神的儿女，你当然有这个耳朵。
And the Lord will never lead you in any way against what you hear through the Spirit.
主所说的每一句话不会违背圣经的真理。他要把你手上的这本圣经变成活的话。他要把他心里面的旨意、心里面的负担交付给你。
As the book says, the secret of the law.
那敬畏耶和华的，主要把他心中的旨意向他显
明。
让我们一起祷告。
Beloved Lord, forgive us as so often we do not hear.
主啊，赦免我们，我们太多的时候听不见你的声音。
Lord, will you hear us out here in this city?
主啊，求你打通我们的耳朵。
Get through to us, Lord.
让我们能够听见你的。
Help us to really hear what you say.
帮助我们真正听见你心里要说的话。
And where there is need of spiritual surgery.
如果需要属灵的手术
，Lord， 他说，
主啊，求你开刀吧
，Through your word，
透过你的话
，By your spirit，
靠着你的圣灵
，Lord，get us all set，
得着我们每一个人为了你自己
，get our ears，
求你得着我们的耳朵
，For yourself，
为了你的自己
，We ask you in the name of the Lord。
我是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。